Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by The Hatchett Firm. For years, you've seen her on television as Judge Hatchett. Now she's stepping beyond the bench to fight for you. The name you can trust, the results you deserve. They can be reached at 1-844-428-2438. Look for Judge Glenda Hatchett and the Hatchett Firm in the next edition of People You Need to Know magazine. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Regina Mixon Bates about succeeding against the odds and inspiring others to do the same. Our guest today is a native of Louisville, Kentucky, by way of Berlin, Germany. She is a graduate of the University of Louisville. Today, she is CEO of the Physicians Practice SOS Group, a healthcare consulting and education firm which provides services such as long-range planning, practice assessments, and management services. Our guest has been featured, profiled, listed, named, awarded, honored, and recognized by too many organizations to mention in the time we have today. So without further ado, we're so honored to have on the phone today the woman who is gracing the front cover of the current edition of Atlanta's People You Need to Know magazine, Miss Regina Mixon Bates. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Well, good morning, Spark Plug. It is an honor to be here with you this morning. And as we say in German, Guten Morgen.
All right. Well, how are you today, Regina?
I am good. I'm very good.
We're good. We're excited about having you here as well. Now, you know, you often say in your bio that your hometown is Louisville, Kentucky, by way of Berlin, Germany. Tell our listeners, what's the connection?
Oh, wow. The connection actually is my mother. She is, or she was, born in Berlin, Germany, and she came here to the United States in 1948. And so that is my connection to Berlin, Germany, and I just came back from Berlin visiting my cousins and aunts about a week and a half ago. So that is my connection there.
Wow. What year did your mother come over in 19? I mean, I'm sorry, not what year. How old was she at the time? I'm sorry.
She was very young. She was in her 20s when she came over here. You know, green as the grass under her feet, I guess, in Germany when she came over. If she hadn't come over here, we would not be having this conversation.
That's right. So let's go to Louisville, Kentucky for a minute. Now, you're the only Ebony Fashion Fair model from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, how were you able to get such a fantastic, incredible opportunity to see the world?
Yeah, well, Louisville is a wonderful place to raise kids, to grow up, and we were playing around, me and a friend of mine were playing around taking pictures, and, you know, we had looked at the Jet magazine, we were looking at the Ebony magazine, and they said, you have got to take pictures, let's just send them in, let's just see how and what the response is going to be. And I got a phone call and was flown out to Johnson's Publishing Company for an interview. And when I say interview, runway interview, that is. So you had to dress and you had to walk before a panel that included Mr. and Mrs. Johnson at the time, Shayla Simpson, who was the commentator at the time and stayed the commentator for a very long time, very well known. And they picked a few few people to come back for a second walk, and I was among that second choice to come back. And there you have it. It was one of those things that we just decided to do, and I did it and became an Ebony Fashion Fair model, and it was the opportunity of a lifetime.
I'm sure. Now, did you get a chance to meet Mr. Johnson face-to-face?
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Johnson, Mrs. Johnson, they were very involved with their business. They were constantly being seen. Mrs. Johnson was always in the rooms, especially when we were getting assigned our clothes before the show started for that year. And they were always wonderful, wonderful to be around, wonderful to be around.
Well, tell our listeners, Regina, what is the Ebony Fashion Fair and what has happened to it?
Well, you know, Ebony Fashion Fair for years, for 51 years, traveled throughout the U.S. and provided opportunities for 501c3s to give money to those 501c3s. And they partnered with Delta Sigma Theta. They partnered with a number of community organizations doing great things and raising money for the communities in which they were in. Now, Ebony Fashion Fair does not tour anymore. They stopped touring in 2009. And the models from those former years have formed a new 501c3 called FLAIR, Fashion Legacy Association for Industry Recognition. And that organization now does a biannual event, and it's going to be held here in Atlanta August 22nd. And we are giving back to the communities that gave to us.
All right.
And we are doing that with a mentoring program Saturday morning, August 22nd, and followed by a red carpet event on the evening of August the 22nd.
And where will it be held?
It's going to be held at Mason Fine Art here in Atlanta.
All right. Well, let's change gears for a minute.
Sure.
As a German immigrant, your mother faced a lot of challenges in her life. What is the greatest lesson your mother's life has taught you about succeeding against the odds?
Wow, that's a loaded question. Let's see, where do I start? She did have a lot of challenges. And I remember, I can start where she left me a package when I was 18 years old. And in that package, it contained like a wedding veil, several cards that my dad and her had given me or I had given them as a child, some pictures and her diary. And after reading the first couple of pages of that diary, I cried so long and hard I couldn't even read it anymore. And so I put it away for a very long time until my mid-20s. And pulling it out again, could only read a few more pages and remember crying again. But one of the things that I do remember is the story of her strength, of her pain. And for that, it started a journey for me, and a journey that I not only live in her strength, but I also was able to find the family that I never knew existed. So that helped tremendously.
Beautiful. Well, you have a new book that you've written about your late mother called Against the Odds.
Mm-hmm.
How a mother's spirit gives a daughter the determination to prevail. What is it about her spirit that has driven you to succeed?
I will start by saying, you know, we all have positive and negative influences in our lives. We've all been positive and negatively influenced by people throughout our lives. Some of those people helped us overcome obstacles, recover from stumbles. They've encouraged us along the way. And some of those people may have been family and friends or coworkers. They help us to set the foundation upon which we apply now to our inner strengths and talents. And so for me, the book is to help me to also help others, to help you prompt you in your journey, helps you with your reflections and maybe launch a new discovery for you and for your own family. And while there are so many things that I was able to take away from and within the book, it helped tremendously because we all have stories of failure. We all have stories of embarrassing moments, accomplishments, and successes. And my life has been filled with a variety of those. My high school years, from being that awkward geek of a teenager to then going on being a professional runway model with Ebony Fashion Fair and starting my business. So it helps you, and it's going to help me. It helps me, and it will help others, I hope, along the way to give you and give me and gave me the strength to prevail against the odds throughout our lives.
Well, your grandmother, Clara Rowlett, she was really important to you as well. Did you write about her in the book?
She is going to be in the book as well. Yes, she is. She was a very direct passionate woman as well. And she gave me the best advice of all, I think. She told me a long time ago, if I choose a career, I should choose a career that I loved because I may have to do it for free. And I've had to do just that after I started the company that I now own, Physicians Practice SOS Group. I've helped a lot of providers across the country, and many times I have done that for free.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about your very successful Atlanta, Georgia-based healthcare consulting and education firm, the Physicians Practice SOS Group, and why your clients often refer to you as Miss SOS.
Oh, wow, that's a story in itself. My very first client that I had in Louisville, Kentucky, gave me that name, Miss SOS, because he often only called me when he was in distress or needed help. And so I have used that. You see that on my license plate as Miss SOS, and that is how I actually came up with the name of the company, Physicians Practice SOS Group. The SOS in the company name refers to seminars and office solutions. And our company is a boutique firm, and while it is a boutique firm, we do service clients across the country, providing services along the lines of practice assessments, management services, AR review. We do a lot of oversight for clients. We are one of a handful in the country approved IROs, and that means an independent review organization, in which we work hand-in-hand with the OIG, the Office of Inspector General. And oftentimes our providers are documenting and don't realize that they're documenting incorrectly, but our payers, our federal payers and our local payers are auditing them. And if they haven't done what they're supposed to do, they often get put under an integrity agreement, and we are supposed to monitor them and report back to the OIG our findings. So there's a number of things that we do. Physicians are great at what they do in that they help us through our physical challenges, our diseases and illnesses that we have, but they're often not great business people. So when I started the business, it was because of that first physician in Louisville that helped to push me in that direction, telling me that this is something that he felt that I should do and help others. And we are still great friends today because of his encouragement for me.
Well, Regina, why was it so important for you to produce the Fix My Practice TV show?
Oh, wow. Yeah, Fix My Practice TV, that was, I often heard from my clients that said, you know what, I've got everything that you told me, but I wish I had recorded you. And it was more than just recording me for the voice. They wanted to see my face. So I had one physician say, you know, I just want to videotape you. Can I just videotape you saying this so that I can go back and review everything that you've told me? And I found it kind of odd because I've had them to record me quite often. So Fix My Practice TV came about because of the many requests that I often got that said, you know what, I wish I could just hit a play or replay button. So it is a YouTube TV show. And Fix My Practice TV is to help providers get the information that they need to lay the foundation for successfully navigating the business of medicine. It's going to educate, inform practices on regulations, best practices, and provide office solutions.
All right. And how can they access it on YouTube?
If they Google YouTube, Physicians Practice SOS Group, or Fix My Practice TV, it will be up. We do have two shows already playing on there, so we are in the process of recording now. So it is really, really good. So YouTube at the PPSOS Group, or the Physicians Practice SOS Group. We have it listed under several of those.
All right. Well, Regina, as a top mover and shaker in Metro Atlanta business, what is your advice to women in the workplace and women business owners who are striving to reach the top and succeed against the odds?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different things I can answer that one. First and foremost, if you're a women business owner or a business owner, period, it's extremely important to be motivated. You have to set priorities. You have to set normal working hours because it's very easy as a business owner to get caught up in the day and realize it's 8 o'clock in the evening and you haven't eaten anything. Easier said than done sometimes, but set normal working hours. Get up, get dressed, go to work, even if that work is in your home. You don't ever want to mix business and personal finances. That is the biggest no-no of them all. And I would say last, but certainly not least, you have to make sure that you have a good work-life balance. Make sure that you have a good personal life. You can get caught up in working and realize before it's over, it is now July 31st, and half the year is gone. So you want to make sure that you have that good balance there.
Okay. Well, Regina, we know that community involvement is extremely important to you. Tell our listeners,
yes,
where does this passion for giving back to the community come from?
You know, as I go back, and I think you had asked me this one once before, Dr. King once said, if you want to be important, that's wonderful. If you want to be great, that's wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be a servant, meaning that everybody can be great because everybody can serve. Everyone has the power of greatness, not for fame, but for greatness. And for me, giving community service or giving back to not only have an eye-opening experience, but it also helps me to know that there's a greater impact. There's a great impact that can be made on others' lives through just simple actions. And all of that with community service makes it all worthwhile.
All right. Well, getting back to work-life balance, tell our listeners where you like to go to relax and unwind from time to time.
Oh, gosh. My husband and I travel quite a bit. We have gone, we have been in so many countries and on so many continents, it's not funny. But my favorite thing of all to relax and wind down, and I only need about 4 or 5 days, is I go to the beach. And my favorite beach, of course, is Jamaica. And if I just go for 4 or 5 days, I get a daily massage every morning on the beach. I nap poolside, sleep at night with the windows open, especially to the sound of the ocean, and that is the best thing that you could ever do to go and unwind and relax.
All right. Well, Regina, before we bring this interview, and that sounds relaxing already, sounds like I hear the beach in the background, the ocean. Before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listeners why you decided to advertise and market your business in People You Need to Know magazine, and what has the tremendous exposure meant to your business?
You know what? It's been good. We've gotten some phone calls from the advertisement that we have in People You Need to Know. I think the most important thing for our listeners to know regarding People You Need to Know magazine is the fact that you, as the publisher, always inspires and uplifts women who are advertising in the magazine. So I've gotten a lot of phone calls regarding my Fix My Practice TV and some phone calls about the book. And people that called have said, you know, when is the book coming out? Can we help do your book signing? Can I appear as a host on your talk show? So it's been good. It's been really good.
And how was it to see yourself on that gigantic billboard downtown on Peachtree Street?
That was a little bit intimidating. I'm just going to tell you that one. I didn't see it first. Someone actually took a picture of it and posted it on social media and tagged me in the picture. And at first, I was a little bit embarrassed behind it, but then I had people coming in town that saw it that were from out of town that I knew from my hometown. And all in all, it was really good. So I enjoyed seeing it and still get comments on it today, you know, so it's really good.
And finally, Regina, how can our listeners connect with you?
You know, you can connect with me via our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I've got a Fix My Practice blog. All of that can be accessed via our website at ppsosgroup.com. Again, ppsosgroup.com. And they will find phone numbers and links to all of our social media on site.
Regina, before we really, really wrap up, can you tell us briefly about the Bates Realty Group and the Innovative Business Source website that you
Absolutely.
Have?
Absolutely. Bates Realty Group, we provide residential and commercial real estate services. My husband, Jamar Bates, is the one that primarily runs this portion of the business. But if you have any real estate needs, whether that's residential or commercial, I primarily do all of the commercial residential realty needs for my clients, in that we can provide lease negotiations, find you your new site, and we do your space planning as well. So Bates Realty Group and Bates Mortgage can help you with all of your needs residentially and commercially. And then Innovative Business Source, ibusinesssource.com, is a commercial business-to-business furniture company. So we only provide services for B2B. It's strictly B2B and governmental services that we provide furniture and office supplies for.
So let me get all this right. Now, you're a nationally recognized speaker.
Yes.
You offer personalized physician healthcare education and consulting services. You are an author
mm-hmm.
of the new book, Against the Odds, How a
mm-hmm.
Mother Spirit Gives a Daughter the Determination to Prevail. You're a talk
yes.
show host for Fix My mm-hmm. Practice TV. You're a
mm-hmm.
multi-business entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Innovative Business Source, iBusinessSource.com, Bates Realty Group, and Bates Mortgage. Did I say everything?
Yes, and the Physicians Practice SOS group.
All right, and we throw in the Physicians Practice SOS group. So after all of that, please tell our listeners once again how they can connect with you.
You can connect with me by going to, you can go to reginamixonbates.com, and you can connect with all of the businesses and me online, or you can go to ppsosgroup.com. So, again, that's reginamixonbates.com or ppsosgroup.com.
Regina, do you have any final thoughts, or would like to leave our listening audience with anything regarding Miss Regina Mixon Bates or the Physicians Practice SOS Group?
Well, what I would like to leave your listeners with is just a little bit of inspiration. We all have something. Our families, we all have something that we would much rather not tell. We all have stuff along our journey. Let our journey be a process. Take the good with the bad, because they both will exist. Learn from what you discover and uncover, and through it all, praise God, because without him, there would be no Physicians Practice SOS Group, Bates Realty Group, or any of the other things that I do.
All right. Well, Ms. Regina Mixon Bates, CEO of the Physicians Practice SOS Group, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you again, Spark Plug. It has been a joy, and if you need anything from me, just let me know.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines a brighter light on women business owners in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another masterful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.